From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama's tax cut deal with Republican leaders has given rise to an old-fashioned filibuster on the Senate floor. As NPR's David Wellner reports, Vermont Independent Bernie Sanders spoke for hours today in an effort to block Senate consideration of the agreement.
Vermont's Bernie Sanders says he'll do whatever he can to prevent the extension of expiring tax cuts for family income above $250,000, with occasional help from a few Democratic colleagues and nobody rising to oppose him. Sanders held the Senate floor for hours, speaking against the deal.
We can negotiate a better deal. And the reason we are trying to delay passage of this agreement, and I hope very much it doesn't have the votes here, is we want the American people to stand up and say, wait a second. It makes no sense to us to be giving huge tax breaks to the richest people in this country.
A Senate vote on Monday is expected to end Sanders' filibuster, clearing the way for a vote on the tax cut deal. David Wellner, NPR News. The Capitol.
Independent Senator Joe Lieberman and Republican Susan Collins are proposing a separate bill to repeal the ban on openly gay troops in the military. The current proposal is attached to a defense policy bill that was rejected on a test vote yesterday. Republican senators are insisting that the matter be set aside until after lawmakers vote on extending Bush-era tax cuts. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the military won't make any plans to lift the ban until Congress votes to repeal it. The Justice Department is still appealing a court ruling that the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy is unconstitutional. The U.S. trade deficit narrowed sharply in October to $38.7 billion. It was the lowest level in 9 months. Imports fell slightly, mostly because of less demand for petroleum and industrial supplies. But Danielle Carson reports that a weaker dollar helped push exports to their highest level in more than 2 years.
$158 billion in overseas purchases went for industrial engines, computers, and telecommunications equipment. Earlier this year, a larger deficit shaved off almost 2 percentage points from the gross domestic product. So, some analysts say October's record exports should pump up economic growth. But Todd Horowitz, chief strategist at Adamish Trading Group, isn't as sanguine.
We still have tremendous problems in the housing market, and we still have problems in the jobs market. So, this number here, although it's a good number. In the big scheme, I don't think that's that great. I think there's a lot of other questions that need to be answered here.
The Federal Reserve's decision to pump billions into the financial markets to energize the economy isn't sitting well with some countries. They say while it could boost U.S. trade, it's likely to weaken their exports. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
U.S. stocks posted gains following positive reports on the trade deficit and optimism about tax cuts. This is NPR News. Republican Joe Miller is signaling that his fight for the U.S. Senate seat from Alaska is not over. A judge has rejected Miller's challenge of the way ballots were counted for write-in candidate Lisa Murkowski, but Miller still has time to appeal the decision. He insists that elections officials in Alaska should have tossed out any ballots that did not meet the letter of the law. The judge said even if contested ballots are excluded, Murkowski would still be the clear winner. The street preacher who snatched Elizabeth Smart from her bedroom more than 8 years ago in Utah is facing a possible life sentence. Dan Bomas from member station KUER reports that a federal jury in Salt Lake City didn't buy defense arguments that Brian David Mitchell believed he was acting on revelations from God.
Mitchell stood singing hymns in the courtroom as the verdict was announced. Elizabeth Smart testified about Mitchell's constant use of religious language to justify raping her repeatedly over the 9 months before she was rescued. Her father, Ed Smart, said he didn't need psychiatrists or expert witnesses to know what kind of a person had done this.
To me, Brian Mitchell was what he was. He was a liar. He was a kidnapper. He was a sex offender.
Mitchell will be back in court for sentencing in May. Elizabeth Smart, who is now 23, will return to France next week to finish her service as a Mormon missionary. For NPR News, I'm Dan Bomas in Salt Lake City.
New York Governor David Paterson is sending out almost 900 layoff notices that take effect on December 31st. Paterson suggests the move might not have been necessary if state employee unions had agreed to make concessions. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.